All right, folks, welcome to Nino's Corner.tv. I got a very special guest this evening with you. It is John Carman, Secret Service agent under Ford and Carter. 3+ years, knows a lot of dirt on a lot of things, folks. I got to tell you, we're going to be discussing a lot of things. First off, John, thank you so much for joining me.
Mm-hmm. Anytime.
Yeah, so I was on before we recorded, we talked about some of the things we're going to be discussing here. And folks, he's full of stories. I got to tell you, a lot of stuff, a lot of information. But first, folks, speaking of digestive issues, this is caused by potential toxin that's in all the, quote, healthy foods that scientists have been telling us to eat with a fraudulent food pyramid for the longest time. And this potential toxin causes digestive issues, according to Dr. Gundry, a world-renowned cardiologist. This is affecting millions of people nationwide. Warning signs include weight gain, fatigue, digestive discomfort, and stiff joints, even skin problems. Dr. Gundry explains these side effects are often mistaken for normal signs of aging because digestive issues develop usually over a matter of years and sometimes even decades. I can assure you that the damage is probably caused by these health foods, and it's far from normal. The good news is you can easily help fix the problem from your own home. It's very simple. You just need to know what foods that are actually healthy and which ones contain this hidden potential toxin. Go to gutcleanseprotocol.com/Nino, folks. gutcleanseprotocol.com/Nino. Click on the link below, folks. Get started and start getting healthy. I don't look 47, do I? I got some. Oh, my gosh. I take all the stuff I peddle, by the way. All right, John. Let's get into this. You're like right up my alley right now, because for what I want to discuss, especially with what happened to Trump, which a lot of people say, oh, they dropped the ball, they were incompetent. I think not. I think everything was highly, highly orchestrated and engineered. That's just my opinion. And we'll get more into that on Nino's Corner.tv, folks, because this is FluffTube. But we're going to go to the back channel and talk about that situation, that circumstance, what really happened, get his opinion on this. And you do have a very educated opinion on this. First of all, thank you, John, for joining me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you've got a really good idea about the fact that it wasn't an accident. It's kind of like the old Mossad saying, it's never an accident.
Right.
That's what they want the people to believe.
Right. I think everything is engineered. Everything is a crisis that works out for them. I think, what do they say? Never let a good crisis go to waste. Yeah. And I think everything that we think is evolving naturally and all these non-governmental agencies that are funding them, to me, is just, it's all orchestrated. It's all engineered. Nothing is ever by accident.
Well, that's like what they're doing with the wars. Now they, you know, if you keep it up with the news, they got one of the major Hezbollah leaders for the past 30 years, and they finally took him out, you know. And I always make jokes about how these political people use alternate words and, you know, terminate with extreme prejudice, take him out. And we shoot to stop the threat in the Secret Service when we train to shoot. We qualify like every month. And I was a distinguished expert, so it'll give you some background. Military people, other law enforcement agencies don't do that much, you know.
Let me ask you this. El Chapo and El Mayo, you know, they were just arrested right here in my backyard.
Chapo Luera Guzman?
Yeah, the son.
Yeah, oh, the son. Okay, yeah,
okay,
yeah,
So I believe they were arrested to, now that we have open borders, my opinion is to cause imbalance, to cause the desired chaos that they need, because all that's going to do now is cause turf wars and territory wars. And Ciudad Juarez, we've had this happen many times. I'm not new to this. So yeah. I know when they take down big guys like this, all they're trying to do is cause imbalance. Am I right in saying that?
Yes. It's a distraction. It's a diversion. No, don't look at us. Look over there. Look over there. Don't look at the guy behind the curtain.
Right.
Look over somewhere else. Let's be clear about it, too. There's five cartel families along the border from San Diego to Brownsville, basically. I'm only concerned with maybe the one on the Pacific Coast side, Arellano Felix. I've run into some of those guys, actually. Wow. Arellano himself was like 5 foot six or seven barely. Chapo, of course, Loera is like Chapo is like the nickname for him, Shorty or whatever. But do you ever think that maybe they work for the three-lettered agency out of Langley?
100%. 100%.
Exactly. Exactly. Why are they allowed to operate in the first place when our military industrial complex could easily take these guys out? They don't. They use the whole idea of coming across the border. They don't just come across the surface, they come across in tunnels. I've got tunnels over in the area in San Diego where I've been and worked around, and they go 1,000 yards into a warehouse somewhere, and then they unload drugs all day long. And I've
And
got that
these
directly
tunnels are
from Mexican
elaborate, man.
officials.
Some of them have air conditioning.
Yes, air conditioning, rails, lights. It's very sophisticated, cement, the whole nine yards. And I've got even sources in the Mexican government side that have confirmed that stuff before they even came out and Border Patrol caught it, the other agency.
Right. Well, before we go into a lot into any of that, let's go back into your history because I'm sure I want to go into your credentials and your experiences to get my audience kind of put so they can put their fingers on the pulse of what we're going to be talking about.
Sure.
So, let's go back, man, all the way back to what, 74? You
Well,
old timer.
I come from a military family, born on a top secret military base, transferred every 3 years. I've
Hold on,
lived
hold
in
on.
Texas.
You were born on a top secret military base.
Tinkerfield Air Force Base, 1953. Transferred every 3 years. I ended up in Beeville, Texas, went to school there at elementary school to San Diego, back to junior high school, then to Japan, where I did martial arts and
So you've
other
been,
languages.
you were military from day one.
Yes.
That's crazy.
Yeah. And then I learned Spanish in San Diego, picked it up again in Texas. So Spanish was an alternate language that I was always looking to strive for. I didn't know where I was going to go in law enforcement. And then martial arts, black belt and all that, judo, studied with Steven Seagal, a buddy of mine, Aikido and things like that. Lived at China Lake, the top secret military base. By the way, Atsugi before that in Japan was where Lee Harvey Oswald was stationed in 57. I
Really?
came on 10 years later
Wow.
at 13. So just to give you an idea. And I was already 6 foot 3. I'm not sure if I could compare to 6 foot 5 or
Well,
six.
you're 6'3". Yeah, you're a big man.
Yeah.
That's the
So when I
same. I
played
think so. Isn't
sports,
Trump? Isn't Trump 6'3"?
yeah, he's about
Yeah,
six
he's a
three.
big man
So what's
too.
Barron this week? Has he gone over seven yet? I'm
I don't
counting.
know, man. He's like 6'7",
He's got to
6'8".
be 6'8. 6'8.
Looks like
Hey,
he's fucking walking on stilts.
exactly. But that's the Ukrainian, Iranian, I'm sorry,
Yeah,
the
it's that
Russian
bloodline.
stuff background.
Right, the
So
Eastern
Slav,
European.
I'm sorry, Slavic.
Right, that's
But
yeah, he's a big kid, man.
I excelled in all the sports, you name it, baseball, basketball. In fact, I was in Corpus Christi when we did the all high schools, junior high schools competition. I got the last 2 points at the game.
Oh,
I was the
nice.
tallest guy left over that didn't foul out. And we had rocks thrown at us by Mexican gangs or something from the
Oh, that's what
school.
I'm used to.
Yeah.
Welcome to my world.
Yeah.
I
But I ended
live
up
on the border.
protecting.
I'm used to that.
But there's a connection between me and Corpus Christi, Texas, later because I protected a lady named Farrah Fawcett, who was from
Farrah
Corpus Christi.
Fawcett.
Yes, in 1977, after I left Secret Service.
Wow.
Yeah.
I bet
Yeah.
that
That's a
was an
big deal.
experience.
That's a big deal. Very nice lady. So anyway, I
But why is it a
transferred
big
in.
deal?
Huh?
Why is that a big deal besides her being so famous?
Oh, beautiful. I mean, she barely came up to my shoulder,
Yeah.
you know. And Desi
Gorgeous
Arnaz, I
lady.
protected Desi Arnaz, Farrah Fawcett, and Max Baer, and Dick Van Patten and the kids in Del Mar, because there was a
Wow.
special tennis thing
And this
going
is
on.
all before the Secret Service.
No, after.
After, okay.
Yeah. Well, let me catch up with the time frame. Transferred to San Diego. I was already doing special work with Naval Intelligence at China Lake. I don't usually talk about that. And then I got picked up by Secret Service out of San Diego, 1974. So I just passed my 50th anniversary on September 3rd.
Damn.
See,
Wow.
at 21,
Wow.
Foreign Missions Division, first assignment. We're working out of a building at 1310 L Street. It's no longer used there. It's transferred around something else. We went to our 19-week academy. Then we went to specialized training at Beltsville, Maryland, up north of the Beltway, now called the James Rawlings Center or whatever. And then protected against counterterrorism, like Carlos the Jackal, Ilich Ramirez Sanchez, and all the embassies. And then when I used to find stuff at 2 or 3 in the morning where everybody else is not being shown. They're doing something else. Maybe they're goofing off, you know, hint, hint. I would find briefcases laid out there when they were having people left over from Munich in 72 with the letter bombs and explosives that they actually put next to the Russian embassy at 1609 16th Street, 2 blocks away from the White House back then. They switched it up north now, way up on Connecticut Avenue with a gigantic facility, you know, towards North DC. Near a Russian military attaché that I used to protect, right next to the largest Muslim temple off Kalorama Road, which is a connection to, because he bought a house on Kalorama Road, so he wants to be nearby so he can walk to the temple, and pray or whatever, or the mosque. I have to use
Right,
my favorite
mosque,
term, the
right.
mosque. Then I was doing all kinds of counter sniper stuff. This is before they came up with CST counter sniper terms. I'm the guy that interviewed John W. Hinckley in 1976 in front of the White House on a midnight shift, and I'm a nice guy at 3 in the morning, 2, 3 in the morning. I'm going to come up, talk to you, hey, what's going on, you know, and engage you in conversation. And this guy was clean shaven, straight
This was
brown.
before he tried to
Yes,
assassinate
5 years.
Reagan.
5 years.
So he was already snooping around trying to
Yes.
find a way in.
Yes.
So
And he
folks,
wasn't just
just from my
after
audience,
Ford.
Hinckley's the man that took the shots at Reagan. What year was that?
The
80.
year he actually took shots at was March 30th, 81, in front of the
81,
Hilton
right. Okay. But this is 5 years before.
in
And he's a, how
1976.
did he get up to the White House lawn? How did that
Like,
even happen?
well, like anybody, they didn't have the streets blocked off. I used to park my personal car outside the White House. I had a special parking placard, and people were allowed to walk to and from those areas for years, and they didn't block it off. And they finally learned when people were jumping the fence too much, people with AK-47s and shooting at the White House and things like that.
Just
So,
random shots.
yeah, people walking around with a trench coat, you might want to watch them.
Does
And we go
the
ahead.
White House have bulletproof glass?
Yes.
Okay.
Now, and remember, I'm trained at handguns, submachine guns like Uzis, shotguns, you name it, all of that. And I was still qualified distinguished expert, which is 295 out of 300, or up to 300, or 300, you know, every month. Every month. It was almost like, oh, it's midnight shift. Yeah, I better go do it, get it out of the way. 30 days.
Gotta stay sharp, man.
All the time, even in your sleep.
Yeah,
So.
I mean, the way I can relate to that is boxing, because before I would even start training in the morning, they'd have me go through the mechanics and the technical stuff. We'd watch tape, we'd watch video, I'd work on my movements, everything to be perfect. And then you go into training and let loose. You know, it's just you have
Well,
to always be on top of your physique.
I
What's
used to go
that?
to the facility at Beltsville after hours, and if I was on a midnight shift and I had a night off, which is one day a week, I'd go work out. They had a Roman chair for sit-ups. I used to love that thing. You could get up in it, lean back way over, raise up
Yeah.
50, 60 times a minute type stuff. It's
Yeah.
hard. You know that.
Oh yeah, I
And
used to do all
then
that stuff. Not anymore, but I used
yeah.
to.
A punching bag and all the stuff to work out. And I would practice my moves and all this other stuff. But not many people had a martial arts or a judo, martial arts, karate, whatever background. Aikido is the best because you get to use the wrist twist techniques when you grab people to arrest them. Cops make the biggest mistakes these days. They don't have that training. In Japan, you have to pass an academy, do the 19 weeks. Generally, that's the general time frame. Then martial arts, you have to get a black belt within the year.
Wow.
Within the year.
I
In
didn't know that.
Japan, you don't get black belts to Anglos,
So
Gaijin.
the standard just keeps dropping, 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 dropping. And that's why we've had the problem we had with Trump, I guess. But I
Well,
digress.
that's part of it because they pulled people from other agencies during the campaign season. This is what they do. And after a while, you sort of forget about it. They'll pull guys in from IRS. And I saw a guy that was kind of slovenly dressed, long hair, in the V right outside the VP's office at the executive office building right next door to the White House, where I've been on the roof. no problem. On top of the roofs, no problem. You know, I'm a ninja. I can go out there and play around on the roof and be counter sniper all day long. Those are excuses
Just
the
unacceptable. It's
director
unacceptable.
gave out. Yeah, they were lies. They were deception. But when
So
these guys
let's go
do
back to the White
Mazzito,
House. Let's go back to the Hinckley White
so, oh
House.
yeah, sure.
Yeah, let's start from there and then we'll move forward. So Hinckley approaches you.
No. I approached him.
Okay.
He's hanging around in an area late at night. He fits a profile. I'm going to go up and engage him. I have the right to do that as part of my training. Profiling, behavioral analysis techniques. I got more experience at the border later in 15 years, but I just asked him, "Hey, what are you doing? You know, what are you doing hanging around at the White House?" "Oh, I want to see the president," with these weird voice type responses, you know. "Well, what do you want to see him about?" "Everybody else wants to see him." "Oh, I want to talk to him, blah, 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 blah." And then he goes off in his tangent. Microwaves in his head, sexual related terms I don't repeat. Jodie Foster. Those are the top three subjects right there.
Jodie Foster.
Well, he had a thing about Jodie Foster, but if you ever saw the movie Taxi Driver,
Yeah, with De Niro.
he profiles for that,
Oh my
which
God.
means he probably saw the movie. They walk out of those movies. A lot of these people who are kind of messed up in the head, they can't release the character. They won't adopt themselves to the character. They try to attach themselves. So he's got this thing in his head about Jodie Foster. He's got a love lust idea about her. She's not interested, and he's got this thing about the president connection. So the same similar activity happened in the movie where the driver driving around, ex-Vietnam vet, looking for action, looking for whatever. He's tired of the ugly work that he does. It was in the New York area, of course, and you know, all these other activities are happening. So he's looking to be a hero. You know, you can't lose that stuff, being a hero. Even if you get grounded, sidelined like I am, I'm still doing what I have to do what I'm supposed to do, period.
And I
May
agree with
not be
that,
as
yeah.
active. But this guy is fitting himself into it. He's not a physical kinetic type person. That's a term a friend of mine who's military uses a lot. And it's true. If you're not kinetic, you're not the type of person to take action immediately when you see something. And I've done that since I was a kid. So anyway, I got
So,
the dude.
or you could say he's not an alpha type male, that
Exactly.
he's more of a beta, Charlie. Yeah. Okay. So he's passive aggressive, weird.
Yeah, and he hasn't found out what his juice is about yet or
Okay.
something.
So you were
So,
profiling this guy like immediately when you're talking to
oh
him.
yeah, seconds,
Right.
seconds.
Just
So
reading, getting a read on him. Got you.
I get the duty agent to come down. As soon as I told him his profile, he says, "Jodie Foster, oh, I got to talk to this guy." I said, "Good. You talk to him, get him into St. Elizabeth's tonight, spell my name right, and I got to go look for Carlos the Jackal." And that was it. I went with my partner. We went on our exterior routine patrols in the area. They switch our parole patrols everywhere. We're all over D.C., everywhere. I'm the one of the guys that would go out there at night at, you know, 3 in the morning. That's when the bad guys are out, 3, 4 o'clock in the morning. They've had so many people connected to the Venezuelan embassy. They had bombs go off. They had a bomb go off next to at the Aeroflot, next to the Russian embassy when I was there in 75, 76, before I transferred to the White House. I actually got death threats that I don't mention, but I got transferred to the White House. Ford was still there. I personally protected him, Betty Ford, Jack Ford, Steve, and then Susan. You know, there's a lot of interesting stories. I could go into
Have
those,
you
but
been in the line of fire? Have you been in shootouts in that we don't know about, that the public is not
not that
aware
I'm
about?
aware of, but I was there. I was the front line. So when there was a guy that jumped the 6 foot 4 business suit with a briefcase, he's setting off certain alarms. I'm the first guy out there with a gun drawn on him, and I arrest him at gunpoint. Nice guy. Get him on his knees. What's in the briefcase? Just paperwork. Okay. And I'm getting cuffed up, and I'm keeping him talk. I'm talking to him. I'm keeping him busy. You don't let people hesitate to think. If you see that in their face or response, you better do something, because that's where they screwed up on the
Keep it so you
shooting.
keep them distracted with small talk. You keep their brain thinking.
You got to keep ordering them what to do.
Got
Hey,
you.
you're trespassing. What are you doing here? What's in a briefcase? Paperwork. Okay. Toss it to your side. Didn't make any noise or nothing. You don't know what's in it. You don't know. People don't know. Even Secret Service guys I worked with didn't anticipate biological,
Right.
radioactive. They didn't think that way, the way I do. But I even asked the guy, hey, what's your name or whatever or something. He says, well, what do you want to know that for? I want to know where to send the body. Now get your hands behind your back. You see what
Wow.
I mean?
Yeah.
And then cuffed him up. The supervisor, who was an ex-Marine at the time, wanted me to take him straight through between the West Wing and the main mansion. I said, no, I'm going to walk him all the way around out the gate on the East Gate, up through Executive Avenue between the buildings, all the way up to the North Gate, which is where we'd interview these people and put them in detention and all that before we transport them or arrest them or whatever, cuffed up. He didn't get that, but he didn't say anything about it later. He finally figured it out on his own. Why would you take somebody with a briefcase with his body? If you ever saw the movie Man on Fire with Denzel Washington,
Yeah, when he's protecting the people next to
chargers,
him. Right.
little devices that they could have in their body.
Damn.
See
And
what I
they're that
mean?
crazy. People, I can't say that word on there. Self-deleting. I have to use that word. Self-deleting, because it's fluff tubes. Self-deleting. They'll come up to the White House lawn. I saw some guy light himself on fire. I think just like a year, a couple of years ago, right? I mean, there are sick people
No,
that.
they're frustrated. They've reached the end of the rope. They're super religious. Religious people will do the same thing. Monks, all kinds of people will do it. So you got to be aware of all the crazy people that may try to get close, get into you, approach you, or anything. And it didn't take but an attempt on Kim Jong-un's former relative who. Some lady came up and just wiped the guy's neck with a scarf, and he was dead within several hours.
What was on there?
That's
Like some kind of
serious.
shellfish something or what?
Probably.
Wow.
I'm thinking
So
it's
is it true
a
there's such a
toxin.
device as like heart attack guns that you can just point
Yes.
or a dart you can hit somebody with and bam,
Yes.
it's made out of shellfish, right? It's a toxin that.
Well, let me give you an idea. You know what a Bic pen looks like in the tip?
Right.
You can't even see it on camera, but the tip. That little BB, this is a fine. You could take a fine or a medium, and they'll drill a couple of holes in it, put ricin in it or polonium. Somebody referenced the Bulgarian umbrella the other day, so I had to tell them about it. Somebody got hit with a Bulgarian umbrella. It had polonium in it, and the guy was in the hospital almost immediately. He felt a scr like somebody hit him with an umbrella tip. And the guy dropped his umbrella. Said, oh, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. And the guy picked up his umbrella, walked around right back the other way, got into an unmarked vehicle and drove off. The guy scratched it because he felt like, yeah, that somebody hit me with something. It didn't feel right. So it gets irritated. He was already contaminated. He was gone as soon as he got contaminated.
He passed away.
Oh, yeah, less than
How would you
72.
counteract something like that? Is it anti-venom or something like that, or
Now, polonium is like once you get in your system,
you're
Yasser
done?
Arafat was put off the same way by the Mossad, where they could put something in his toothpaste, in his, if he uses deodorant, anything that comes in contact with the body, and it was
It's
contaminated.
that easy. So let me ask you this. The Secret Service, what do they have to be trained in? I understand, and we'll get into more of this on EnosCorner.tv because I really want to go deep into this. But when we see President Trump or somebody, and I've been to his rallies, and I've stood there and I was thinking to myself, I don't know, if I was crazy, I could easily do this, that. And I'm going through all these scenarios in my head, especially being a big guy. I mean, if I really wanted to, I mean, I was like right next to the stage. I'm like, I know I could bulldoze that guy and get to him. I know I could. You know what I mean? I'm thinking about all this stuff. And I was just like, how come there's no bulletproof glass around Trump? How come there's this? How come there's this big field that we're at? And sure as shit, everything I thought about happened. So let me
You
ask you
may have
this.
had a premonition.
Maybe. Yeah, well, I
Think
just thought
about
it
it.
was just incredibly dangerous,
Well,
especially if.
now they're starting to get the Lexan. Plastic glass stuff that I have samples of years ago. And the bubble that Kennedy wore was similar to that material. So it will take everything up to a AK-47 and maybe some other stuff above that up to RPG or not. And we don't even talk about the 6-inch glass that goes in near the Oval Office area, all kinds of stuff. But I think about the same exact things. They've got directed energy weapons. They've got high-tech stuff. They've got alien-level type stuff that they don't want you to know about. An air pistol on Reagan was
Well, if they
probably
want
used.
to, if they want him, they could get him.
They want to write it off secretly so that they make it look like a lone male gunman. This is the first thing they teach us in Secret Service. It only takes one person to get through. That's all it takes. You have to be ready for that one person, no matter who they are, what they look like, even with a suit and a tie and a Secret Service pin on their lapel. Anybody is potential. We shoot targets that look like agents. We shoot
Wow.
targets that look like everything else. But that's the training. So once you understand all that stuff, it's yeah, they gave him minimal. They didn't give him the most protection. And if they'd have done it in the way I was thinking, I could break down the Butler PA incident, and
Yeah,
there's so many
let's do
mistakes
that
there.
on Dot TV. Let's go back to Nino's Corner Dot TV and talk about that there because it's going to be considered conspiracy on FluffTube. So let's talk about Pennsylvania. But first, I want to just talk about a couple more things, a few more things here. How, when I look at President Trump and I see these Secret Service men around him, it looks kind of just like there's just a bunch of guys in suits following him around. How organized is it really? I mean, he probably has what are the lines of defense or offense with Trump? Like, what is it? What is it? How is it planned out when he's going, when he goes to an event and he has guys around him? How is it orchestrated? Are there's probably someone already there scouting out the area, the radius.
Oh yeah,
How does
you
this
got
work? Can you explain to my audience in the
yeah, you got
simplest terms?
advanced teams that go to check the area out. They work with local law enforcement. They're supposed to put perimeters around the area, which they failed to do at that one day. They made it look like a reverse Pac-Man with an opening as a mouth. That was not supposed to be like that. Imagine a diamond, kind of a diamond shape. That's the protective area around the president. You got a person at the rear, you got a lead person at the front. The other ones are supposed to cover his side and his body. Now, I know there was a lot of criticism about the females, and I get that too. Female left-handed pulling her gun out, trying to put it back. She wasn't paying attention. She didn't act like a real agent. She was on loan. If she was, she should be removed. She's not trained. I see it right away. See, that's my expertise. The
Well,
other
there's
agents
also an
pull the gun and
agent
keep it
that,
out there.
hold on, there was also a female agent not on that day, but on a different day at a different event that had to take a break to go breastfeed. Did you hear about this?
Oh yeah, I heard about that.
Is
Yeah.
that real?
Yeah, that's not possible. No.
Are you sure?
It's
Nothing
yeah,
seems
well,
to
if I
me. I
was
mean, I'm sorry. I just, sorry if I have no confidence in this, but.
if Kimberly Cheadle was allowed to be director and have 30 years, I don't know what she did or what her most famous arrest was or what her background was. It's just like Julia Pierce, who was another previous female agent. Short, 5 footers, 5 foot.
You can't possibly protect a 6'3" man.
No,
That's
no. I mean, I'm 6'3". You get 6'3", 6'4", 6'5" guys, and if they're not tall females and they're not trained, they couldn't go through the academy. I'm one in 1,500 qualified applicants that got through the system. One, number one out of 1,500. Background checks, all that stuff in the background. I trained myself for the profile like you wouldn't believe. It was like a James Bond profile, but that's how people have to understand it. There are some good females. There are. I've seen them. But the ones they pick are political. The ones they got for directors, political. And that's not going to work under DHS, Mayorkas, and a few other people since Tom Ridge.
so has it improved now? I mean, does he have a better team of Secret Service around him, or is it still, are they still incompetent?
No, well, I hate to label everybody in comment. They're not as highly trained as I was when I was in 74.
So you're a
They
different
didn't have
breed.
guys who were highly trained. A lot of the guys, some ex-military, two or three, some of them were picked. They had good backgrounds, but they weren't picked for their high training. None of them were black belts in martial arts like I was. None of them were distinguished experts like I was. You see what I mean? None of them
Yeah,
spoke another language.
so who do they hire now for Secret Service? Let's say like who if I someone wants to be a Secret Service agent, are they just like, oh, you're black, oh, you're Chinese, that works. Come on. I mean, how what is it now?
4-year degrees. You got a
Come on,
four-year
man.
degree, boom. I had a law enforcement investigative background in law enforcement college degrees in conjunction with my other law enforcement and training. These other guys, what'd you get yours in? Oh, mechanical drawing, another one, engineer, something, something,
So
something.
they don't have to have military experience?
No.
You're kidding me.
No.
This is unacceptable.
No, exactly. I got a friend of mine who says they should all be military. I said, well, I get that. You know, people don't like to jump out of perfectly good planes without a parachute or something, joke. But
Why doesn't he has the money, why doesn't he have hire a private SEAL team or something, or
well,
ex-SEAL or
exactly. Now, he did have some private people he could do, but they have to fall within the standards and the restrictions. One of his own former bodyguards actually worked at the White House when Trump was there, but he had to get removed because of the standards and the restrictions. They've lowered their restrictions. Now, if you go into Navy SEAL, Special Forces, Green Beret, all these other ones, you're going to be able to be physically fit and run 6 miles a day without breathing hard, like I used to do, lifting weights, martial arts, and all kinds of training and firearms. You know, they don't do it that way anymore. They've got guys that are overweight, over 40. You can go up to age 21 to 39. The cutoff is usually 40, 20 years, 20 to 40. That's it. They've got people that look like they're over 40.
Yeah,
They're out of shape. It doesn't match up.
I am just blown away by
No,
hearing that.
I know.
I
I
just,
know.
I, you know, I've always heard that Trump is well insulated, and then, you know, you hear these theories and conspiracies, which I don't want to go too on fluff to, but I thought he was until I saw Pennsylvania, Butler, Pennsylvania happen, and then again at his golf course. Unless, do you think at the golf course they baited that guy in so they could apprehend him and take him in,
No.
or do you think he was just incompetent?
No, that guy camped out. He had a cell phone. I don't use a smartphone, by the way. This is a Dura XV-LTE military grade encrypted phone.
How do I get one of those?
Not to advertise. I got a def protection thing here that it bounces off a special satellite.
Wow.
So what this guy stupidly did was his phone, whoever the phone was attached to, was at that location all night for 12 hours. He didn't just park his car and walk in, you know, around the fence and go around the back, set up two special bulletproof plates left and right, and have a GoPro to videotape it. He had two bulletproof plates either side so he could put his rifle through there, AKS, AK-47 with a scope, SKS, I'm sorry, SKS. And then that way, if he wanted to do something, he could have done some serious damage at the spot he was at. Luckily, one of the agents spotted a barrel sticking out between the bushes and immediately started firing on it. The problem is he didn't hit his target. Now, when I'm on a range and I'm trained to go after something, I go after it. I go where the trouble is. And if you have to take cover along the way, you take cover. But when you see a barrel, you go shooting at it till it drops and maybe you hear something. You keep going. You don't stop. You don't fire and then turn around and walk away. You go after it.
Is that
So,
what he did? He fired and turned away, or?
well, he didn't follow up the way I would have done. In other words,
Right.
I'm
In
going
other
to
words,
go
that man would
find
have
the
been dead.
body. I have to find the body that was attached to that thing. If that was what was set up. The guy ran away, got into a truck, drove off. Some woman who was smart enough to realize, hey, that doesn't look right, followed him, God bless her, took pictures, turned it in, and then they chased the car because they had a license plate.
And then that's how they got him?
Yes.
So it even took a citizen, a just a regular bystander to catch him?
Yes.
This is
Yes.
disgraceful.
No, it's
I'm
worse than
really
you think.
worried now for Trump.
Yeah, it's worse than you think. I've already sent messages. This is part of my background, too. I saw things about the drones in 91. I contact my agency and I'll let them know about stuff that I've heard or seen or learned. And the stuff with the Mar-a-Lago thing, they didn't do it right. I saw where the director, acting director, the Stowe, he goes in with two marked vehicles. They filmed him going in through the Mar-a-Lago gate, and a private security guard somehow just standing there when they drove right in with their lights and stuff on. They look like special bulletproof Secret Service limos. How does he know that's who it was? And then they drove right past him, and he's like running out there, like, hey, right? BS. He should have stopped them, and they should have identified themselves. That's another problem. So all these guys that were not possibly trained covered him at the stand, the lecture area where he was standing, but he still got hit, and they're identifying the shooter as Crooks, and it's not
All right,
Crooks.
I
You're it.
know. We'll do that on the back channel because it
Okay,
is
got it.
Love Tube. So I do want to go into that. I want to go into the details of that
Got it.
because I know we're on the same page when it comes to that. But I mean, do we at least give them credit for surrounding Trump to
Oh
take and shield
yeah, they
him
got up
from?
there within seconds. I timed them. I looked at it. Here's my only other problem is if he's had death threats before, he's at risk. There's nothing wrong with having them on the stage at a distance, on the same stage. They did the same thing for Hillary Clinton. She had a black agent. Somebody had an incident out in the crowd, so he immediately went up to her, right behind her, right next to her, letting her know by touching her on the shoulder that he's there. Okay, that
Okay.
guy's gone now. He died a couple of years ago. It's weird.
Right. So let me ask you this. So bullets are one thing, and then we just talked about the darts. I mean, there's ways that they could just get in his vicinity, and I would imagine hit him with one of those heart attack darts. But what about
Well,
food poison?
we could go back to the Hinckley incident.
Okay.
Brady got hit. Delahunty, the cop, got hit because he was turning around to look at presidents
Hinckley,
you're not
ladies and
supposed to.
gentlemen, is the one that shot at Reagan. Go ahead.
Hinckley, yeah. Then McCarthy got hit when he turned around to see what was going on. He should have been reaching for his gun at the first sound of a gunshot and put your arm in front of your sternum and chest and heart because he did not have a vest on. He got hit. Boom. Oh, wow, right in the abdomen. He's lucky. Reagan got hit with something else. That was the last bullet. Reagan got hit when he had his arm up, and there was something the size of a dime. I was going to get out a little prop here real quick if I can get it. There you
Yeah.
go. Size of a dime. A flechette disc is all it takes. A jagged edge dipped in ricin or polonium or some other biological type thing. That's what entered his ribs. And when they went to x-ray him later, you could verify a guy named John Judge who did lectures on that stuff before. He's gone now. His family was intel connected in Alexandria, Virginia. They had to go in twice just to look at what was the x-ray. It didn't pull up a bullet. There was no bullet. They couldn't figure out. It was like shrapnel or something. So they're going to come up with all these ideas that it was a bullet. It was not a bullet. So there was another shooter. That's what exposed. They don't want you to know. One lone male shooter, Lee Harvey Oswald.
Right.
Lee Harvey Oswald's case.
Okay.
Others.
Let's this gets into the what I really want to talk about. But what about food poisoning? I mean, does Trump just go off and just carelessly eat meals, or does he have someone taste his food first and watch him for about, I don't know, an hour?
I
And then,
almost
okay,
got
he didn't
select.
drop. Let's go ahead and eat this meal. I don't know. How does
Yeah,
that
I
work?
almost got selected, but they have to depend on people who have severe background checks monitored routinely. I was being select or solicited to do the shopping, the official shopper, civilian clothes, in vans with the chefs to go pick up food. They don't know where we're coming from, but eventually they'll find out something. It doesn't take but somebody to go up and inject something real quick or drop something in liquid, so it has to be checked. Some people actually use food tasters. In fact, in Cuba, Fidel Castro had a food taster, and the CIA tried to get him to poison with a milkshake because he had a milkshake every day,
Damn.
chocolate milkshake. Somebody tried
Castro
it.
did.
Yep. So if you
He's a
know
fair, he was a
that,
fairly skinny guy, right? I mean, he
oh,
wasn't
you know,
fat.
it was just a treat, you know, but
Yeah. Yeah,
the
but
guy that was going to deliver it was nervous, and one of their security guys intercept him and said, hey, how do you feel about this? How do you feel about that? You're going to take that over to our leader. I want you to drink it. I want you to drink it. The guy started sweating and
wow.
nervous. He was going to die. He knew it. So in history, poisoning is at the top of the list. Indirect poisoning, then you're getting into the polonium, the ricin, and all that. Yasser Arafat got contacted. They got to him. They got to his location. Even when I go home and I check stuff, I look for things that have been moved or touched. I got food in the refrigerator. How do you know I'm even touching it? They don't know. You could put something in there and let it go bad and throw it away. Put another one to replace it, let it go for 6 months and not touch it, never touch it. You don't know who got into
So
your
there's
location.
so many ways to get somebody, and it's.
Exactly. That's the point. They don't have the mentality for that, but that's part of my background and training. I have to think that way. And even just touching the doorknob after a while, you're going to start wearing nitrile gloves after a while.
You just live a
Lysol
life
on
of
everything.
paranoia, man.
I
It's like,
know, I know.
I mean, who can live that way? I mean, anyway. Let's go to the back channel, ninoscorner.tv, folks. Get over there. We're going to talk about what we think happened in Pennsylvania, Butler, Pennsylvania, and on the golf course, the reality in which we believe what happened. So, all right, John, I'll see you there. Oh, yeah. So, look at that. Beautiful, man.
That's the current. Just a little souvenir to show. That's all.
No, that's cool. All right. I'll see you at ninoscorner.tv, folks. Get over there. Thank you, John.